Welcome to this month's special guest interview.
This month, I'm very pleased to have Jeff Anderson as my special expert guest. You may not have heard the name Jeff Anderson, but in gyms all around the world, Jeff is commonly known as the muscle nerd and revered as the champion of the average Joe, searching for what works and what doesn't work when it comes to building muscle while burning fat. An avid researcher and tester, Jeff's natural bodybuilding program, Optimum Anabolics, and most recent how-to guide, Homemade Supplement Secrets, have become internet bestsellers and used with tremendous success by everyone from professional athletes and bodybuilders to the ordinary chubby middle-aged guys looking to get a second chance on their body. Good morning, Jeff, and thanks for joining me on this special edition of SNU.
Morning, Corey. I'm looking forward to the conversation. Thanks.
Absolutely. Now, I know that people want to know a little bit more about you and your personal history. Why don't you tell us how you got into this field and what kind of training you do now or what your background is as an athlete or bodybuilder?
Yeah, actually, I always have to kind of hold back giggling anytime somebody reads my bio because the muscle nerd isn't a... It still kind of tickles me every time I hear it because it wasn't a nickname that I actually chose. It was kind of tagged on me. I'll give you a little bit of background. I started out, I was the scrawny guy in high school. I was 6'2", I was 138 pounds, and I was the guy that, you know, I could eat like three pizzas and it seemed like I couldn't gain an ounce. And I was an avid athlete, so I was very active. I mean, I literally slept with a basketball like right next to my pillow. I was a very sick teenager, but I had a shot for a college scholarship based upon my skills in just the little town that I was in. But unfortunately, when the scouts came out, they literally told me that I was too underweight to really be a contender for being able to push around. And I didn't believe them. I thought that I could still do it. I signed up for a statewide championship tryout, and literally, I just got tossed by the big boys, like right out to half court. You know, you get underneath the basket, and I just could not compete with guys that were heavier than me, and I was very, very disgruntled. I felt like I could never gain any muscle or any weight to my frame, and it wasn't until I joined the Army right out of high school and started hanging out with some guys that were really into bodybuilding and were really doing it much better than I was. And then I really took an interest in fitness in general. I mean, of course, the Army's going to force that into you anyway. I mean, you're waking up, you're doing physical training in the morning. And eventually I worked my way up to a master physical training specialist within the military and was in charge of the weight control program for all of the units where I was at. So I was working with guys that were trying to lose weight as well as creating the fitness programs that the soldiers were using to be able to stay in shape as well. And so that was kind of how I got started, and then it just became a passion of mine from there, and just a lot of trial and error. And really now, I mean, the word muscle nerd is kind of appropriate because if you see me at the gym, I may as well be carrying a small backpack around me with all of the training journals and the voice recorder that I have and the all of the accoutrement for working out and everything, and just I'm just an avid tester and really tracking what's working and what's going on in my program and what results I'm getting.
So, you know, your background is extensive and totally relative because there's nothing like real life experience. Now, how did that lead you to coming up with this internet concept, MuscleNerdFitness.com, and the creation of the programs that you offer?
Well, what I found was, and I still find, I mean, I've been in, being in the military, I was basically in gyms all around the world, and I pretty much saw the same thing everywhere I went, and I still see the same thing everywhere I go now, and that is that the gyms are mainly comprised of just average people. There aren't a lot of pro bodybuilders that are working out in a lot of, you know, local gyms and things. It's really just the average people. And I saw that, you know, through my trial and error, which was mainly comprised of error. You know, I mean, I'm a firm believer in failing I just believe in failing fast and learning from your mistakes very quickly and then fine-tuning your program from there. And what I was finding was that a lot of the average guys out there really were, they were failing and they were frustrated, and the resources that they were going to find answers really weren't geared toward what they were trying to do. You know, they were using a lot of magazines and a lot of the programs that were in there and a lot of the supplements that were advertised in there. So there was so much misinformation that I felt like I really wanted to get out my own trial and error and the programs that I've put together and the successes that I've had and really kind of make it accessible to the average person that's out there. And that's really where all my programs are geared towards, the person that's really kind of busting their butt in the gym and really looking for sound advice to help them shorten that time frame, so they don't take years and years to, you know, build muscle, burn fat, or whatever their fitness goal is.
No, these average people, they're reading magazines. The magazine industry is driven by these people. As you mentioned, the elite athletes and pro bodybuilders, they might buy magazines, but the great majority of them are being purchased by people that will never compete. Now, are they getting the straight goods on supplements by reading these muscle mags or by going onto the internet and checking it out?
No, I mean, there's some information on the internet. If you go to, like, real-life experiences where people are using the program, but still, I mean, you're really kind of taking a third-party perspective on. I mean, there are some very good resources for unbiased opinions on certain supplements on the internet. A lot of them are medical journals and things like that are unbiased reviews of things. But for the most part, people are kind of falling trapped to the full page, overblown, hyped up ads. They're in magazines, and you know, they're being pushed by, you know, misleading claims and different pros that are pushing it. I mean, and I think on a very conscious level, people deep down, they know that these supplement ads that they're seeing are not real, that people are using steroids that are holding up a bottle of creatine or whatever and saying this is how they got their body. But emotionally, I think a lot of these people are what I find is that they're really still struggling. They're still frustrated, and, well, maybe this is the one thing that will make up that gap. So it's, even though on a very practical level, I think people understand that they shouldn't expect to be a 230 or 250-pound behemoth at 4% body fat, they're still reaching out and grabbing for those miracle headlines. You know, I mean, I saw an ad the other day in the magazine. I won't even, you know, say what it was, but the ad was simply one question: is it possible to gain 30 pounds of muscle in just 60 days? Well, that question gives people hope. You know, wow, I mean, even if I gained, you know, half of that in 60 days, that's more than I've gained over the last several years, is what people are thinking. So it's very, very easy to fall prey to the different types of advertising that magazines use for the benefit of their customers and their advertisers and everything in there. So it's very, very alluring. People are searching for solutions. It's just a matter of getting it from the right, you know, the right perspective and the right hands.
Well, we know that correct training and good nutrition does provide results. The results are relative to a lot of variables, but what are you suggesting? Are you suggesting that no supplements have any positive effect, or that you have to be conscious of certain types of supplements?
I'm a huge proponent of supplements if done the right way, but you know, I have to go back to one thing you just said there, was that we all know that training and proper nutrition is paramount to, you know, actually a good supplement program. It comes first. And you know, what I find is that's not necessarily seen that way out in the general public. And you know, this was really kind of an amazing experience that I just had with one of my programs that just came out regarding supplements, called Homemade Supplement Secrets. And what I had was, I did kind of an experiment. I only released a certain number of copies of the program, and I did a re-release of the program, but this time people had to actually email me with why they felt they should get a copy of the book. They basically had to apply for it and give me their number one reason, like in two sentences, of why they felt that they deserved to get a copy. And I was shocked at the answers that I got. And primarily, if I were to lump them all, you know, in different categories, I would say a good 50% of them, the main reasons people listed were, I've been trying to gain weight for the last 10 years. I've been working out like crazy. I've been taking supplement after supplement. I just can't find the right supplement. And everything, I got so many responses of people that said that the reason why they haven't been gaining is because they haven't found the right supplement. And that's really, I think, how people have been programmed now, is that we want the easy way, and it seems so, like it's so attainable because of the ads that people are reading, the magazine articles that they're reading that all say, yes, you can have the body of your dreams in 30 days. And so they really kind of, you know, somewhat poo-poo the training part of it because they think it's as simple as going in and doing the bench press and doing a few squats and then taking a miracle supplement. So, you know, you constantly have to remind people that it really is, training and nutrition really is paramount, and the supplements are really, they're called supplements for a reason. They're there to supplement. And so, you know, I think for a lot of people, they really need to focus on their training first, and then there are some primary supplements that I definitely think people should be taking, but then it's very, very easy to get sidetracked with some ancillary supplements that are touted as being miracle drugs. And, you know, guess what? We just went up into the Himalayas and found this ancient seed extract that raises testosterone 2,000%, and this is all you need. And really, you can spend a lot of money on ancillary supplements that will only give you maybe a certain, you know, a very small percentage of actual benefit from it.
If we take a guy and make a clone of him, and then we give protein high amounts to the one clone, let's say, with the same genetics, and he doesn't train at all, and his other exact clone goes to the gym, takes no protein whatsoever, just eats a normal diet, but actually trains with weights, you're not suggesting that taking supplements alone is going to facilitate an increase in muscle? And if not, and I know that you don't, to what degree or what difference will it make to the guy that's training in the gym? Will he see an advantage by taking the protein and the training? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, you know, protein as one example. I mean, there's no doubt that when you're working out intensely, it changes the demands of your body for certain nutrients, vitamins, minerals, protein requirements, carbohydrate requirements. It changes the whole composition of what you need to feed your body in order to maintain the level of stress that you're now placing on it. Not only for the actual working out that you're doing, whether it's for athletics or for bodybuilding or whatever it may be, but also for recovery of your body and to really, I mean, if your goal is to, for example, build muscle and burn fat, you know, people need to understand that happens on a cellular level. So you really need to be able to provide the proper nutrients and support to be able to help your cells do what they're designed to do, help your body do what you're asking it to do. And for the most part, for most people, that requires some sort of supplementation. Protein is probably the most predominant one because you are forcing your muscles to, you know, you're damaging them and you're asking them to recover and be built bigger and be stronger and more efficient. And protein and amino acids are, you know, really the building blocks for that. So people should be looking at those basic nutrients for what they're taking in to be able to get that done.
What do you say to the conventional doctors, dietitians, and college professors who say that all these supplements are just a waste of time and money and they have no effect whatsoever?
A lot of them are, but the problem is a lot of, I mean, doctors really aren't looking at the total exercise program for someone. If they are, it's a very, very basic, you know, they're giving instructions on, you know, follow, you know, reduce your calorie intake or reduce your fats. And most people that go to see them with health problems have, you know, they're already probably have a pretty horrible diet to begin with. So it's easy to make those kinds of recommendations. But when you're looking at supplementation for a specific, you know, training goal or a body goal, it requires more fine tuning than what a lot of doctors can really dole out. Now, as far as, you know, lumping supplements all together and saying that they don't work, that's, I mean, there's enough scientific proof out there to show that, you know, certain supplements do have a very specific benefit and can really be helpful. But what happens is a lot of the doctors aren't really privy to a lot of that information. They don't really have to stay up on that. So they're not, it felt like they're giving the best advice. Now, there, you know, supplements have just gotten a very, very bad rap in the industry because of the overhyped ads that have gone out there. And you know, people are only stupid for a limited period of time generally. You know, word gets around when, I mean, if you open up a muscle magazine from, you know, like just maybe even just go back like 2 years, and you'll see in that ad or in that magazine, you'll see several ads for different products that claim to be, this is the next generation of being able to build muscle. This is the supplement that we've all been looking for, and we finally discovered what it is. And if you go and open up a magazine today, you probably won't see that specific product anymore, because people went out there, they bought it like crazy, the supplement companies made their money on it, and people realize, you know what, I haven't gotten a single thing out of this, it isn't worth it, and word gets around pretty fast, so those products end up having a slow demise, or some other miracle supplement is sprinkled in there, and it's now touted as, wait a minute, we had it wrong before, now it's really, really good. So it's very easy to get down on supplements in general due to the error that goes as part of the trial and error when supplementing, you know, and testing out different things. And so it's not hard to understand how that happens. It's just that really it's a matter of, you know, one bad apple spoiling the whole bunch, or in this case, several bad apples and trying to find the few good apples in the bunch.
That's great. That's great advice, Jeff. And people out there that are listening will take that. And because they're asked about this all the time, you know, there's a great skepticism and cynicism about supplements and even about training. I mean, how many people in the gym actually train with intensity and show up and do the work and day in and day out and are committed to a very high level of work ethic, as you well know? Maybe not that many. Now, what about the homemade supplement secrets concept? Maybe you can elaborate on that a little bit and give us some insight on what you've come up with on that concept.
The Homemade Supplements Project was really kind of my way of getting back at the bad guys in the business and those that really have created a bad name for supplements. And, you know, it's really not an anti-supplement program, although I do expose a lot of the different marketing tricks that are used that really slip by people. They don't even realize that they're being sold something, and because there are a lot of different ways that the supplement companies have really learned to slip things by people. But the fact is that it's really not hard to develop a supplement for mass marketing. In fact, I mean, part of the, you know, a good portion of the book is really based upon what was a friendship with somebody that actually had his own supplement company. I mean, he marketed full-page ads in the major muscle magazines. And I had found him in the back of one of the major muscle magazines. I saw a small ad. I noticed that the area code to order these quote-unquote steroid-like drugs, because I was so desperate to be able to, you know, finally gain some muscle. And I noticed that the area code was in my area code, and when I called this person up to place an order, I realized he was only a couple blocks from me. And so I was really surprised. He actually called. He said, hey, why don't you come on over? I'll hook you up. So I drove over. It was only a few blocks away. I came in, and I was surprised because I pulled up in front of a house. And I thought I'd had the wrong address at first, but I went inside, and there he was. He was taking somebody's order. He was on the. He had a headset on. He was taking an order. He got off the phone, and then he showed me his supplement manufacturing company, which was really just an extra bedroom in his house, and he showed me how he ordered bulk ingredients, how he encapsulated them all himself, how he packaged it all up, and he sold it, and he made a good living doing it. Now, this was a professional bodybuilder who was somebody that had been in the industry for a while. He understood supplementation. He understood steroids and was using steroids in his actual steroid-like supplements. And that really struck me as very, very strange and really gave me an eye-opener into the industry. And what I found is as I've started, you know, really networking within the industry is that there are a lot of these types of companies out there that if you look at an ad of theirs, it looks like they're there's this perception that they're a large corporation and they have just teams of scientists just buzzing away in the laboratories with beakers and lab coats, and it's just not true. It's not hard to just think up, hey, let's combine this, this, and this, and let's get a really good marketing guy in here to spoof this thing up, and let's sell it. I mean, guys especially, are so thirsty for a miracle drug that the next ad that comes along, those companies know that it's very easy to make a quick buck on a lot of these things. They're not necessarily in it for the long term.
So, Jeff, why is that? Why are they so thirsty? Why are these guys so thirsty?
Because their training and their diet is so far off track, usually, that they're not getting results. Or they're not getting them to the degree that they've been promised or been programmed to expect from magazine articles and ads. I mean, let's face it, that's where a lot of people are getting their information, are from the media. Or from commercials that they see on TV, whether it's infomercials or whether it's the latest diet drug that's out there, even talk shows, kind of really build these things up. So they're getting their information and they're programmed to expect extraordinary levels of achievement, and they're not getting them in the gym, and they think that there must be something wrong because it couldn't possibly be their training and their diet. I mean, because they're working out so hard. So many people are just not working out efficiently. They're not training the proper way, and they're not supporting their body with the right nutrients. So their body really doesn't have the right support to be able to do what they want it to do. And supplements seem like the answer. And so that's why they're really buying into these things. And people I'm just amazed how, people that had written back to me, I asked them how much they were spending on supplements, and they hadn't been, really achieving any results. And the average bill for most of the people that I've worked with is about $50 a month for supplements. And so the point of the whole project for Homemade Supplements was to not only expose some of those kind of dark secrets of the industry and help people overcome those sly little marketing concepts that are luring them in, but also show them how, if they do find products that do work for them, how they can make it themselves for literally pennies on a dollar. I mean, some products that will be $70 or $80 a month for a commercial brand product, they can make it themselves for like $4 or $5. And, if you're going to use supplements, I'm very pro-supplement if done the right way, know what works. Know what, these formulas that are actually working out there, know what parts of it are actually working, and then be able to reproduce those formulas and, for your own benefit and not have to waste $50, $60, $100 a month on something that you don't have to.
Can you give us an example of something that works, that's a fairly high-end product to purchase, but that you can put together on your own at home that would be more cost-effective?
Yeah, one of the areas that it's really easy to jack up the price on supplements are post-workout supplements. And, really they're comprised of some fast-acting protein and sugar. And I've seen prices go up to about, if you go by the dosage on the actual products, upwards of about $240 a month for a post-workout formula. And these are top sellers. I mean, these aren't obscure products that are just kind of lingering around. These are the ones that you see plastered in ads and have really been top sellers for a number of years. So they're definitely selling. And at $240 a month for a whey protein isolate or a dosage of branched-chain amino acids, and then have a bunch of sugar put into it, well, as well as, typically they'll add like creatine and glutamine as well. Now, branched-chain amino acids and protein at the levels that they're buying at, creatine and glutamine are all very, very inexpensive supplements. Sugar is obviously just dirt cheap, sugar cheap. So, you know, throwing it all together with some flavoring and putting that into a drink for post-workout. Will it work? Yeah, absolutely. It's exactly what you need post-workout. However, you don't need to pay $240 a month for, you know, buying that. And I've even seen ads for these types of products that use words like laboratory-grade dextrose. Now, dextrose is, you know, as you know, it's a corn sugar. It's like the crack cocaine of sugar. So, you know, it increases, it'll give you an insulin spike post-workout. It'll help your muscles replenish glycogen. It'll help you repair faster. It's what your body is looking for post-workout. But there's really no need for, and as far as I know, there's no such thing as laboratory-grade dextrose. But instead of just saying, hey, it's a fast-acting sugar, it makes people think that there's this, you know, you've come up with some chemical compound that in the laboratory that will shoot this stuff into your muscles for, you know, 300% increase in muscle recovery or whatever it may be. So that's just some of the ways that people can really kind of, you know, I mean, to add sugar and some creatine and glutamine and then take it with a, you know, like a hydrolyzed collagen amino acid supplement post-workout is a very, very easy way to get in some fast-acting protein, get a good insulin spike there, get some creatine, some glutamine to help you out with recovery, and really will only cost you about $8 a month.
So these programs now, how do consumers get them? This program that you're talking about, the homemade supplement secrets, the Optimum Anabolics, you distribute them, what, online? I purchased them as I think an e-book, isn't it?
Yeah, the book is in print. I mean, Homemade Supplements isn't, but my Optimum Anabolics program is in print in Italy because I was contacted by a scientist and a pro bodybuilder in Italy that had been experimenting with the principles there, and they had asked if I had it in print in the United States. And I made a decision a long time ago not to do that because I can package up. What I do is I like to work with the clients that purchase my program. So having it in a downloadable format from the Internet allows me to offer them several other tools, such as tracking software and some other things like that, as well as ongoing support through a special website that I have set up where I do live consulting once a month. It really allows me to offer my clients so many more tools and so many more support systems and really keep the cost down on what the programs actually, you know, are gonna cost them. The main website that I have is MuscleNerdFitness.com, and that's kind of my umbrella website for all of the programs, and you know, each of the programs have their own supporting websites that offer information on what they offer and what the entire program entails.
And any new projects on the go or anything that you care to mention that we can look forward to that you're working on right now?
Lots of projects. Completing them is another story, but I think tracking and testing is so very important for people to be able to really fine-tune their own program. I have, actually, it's a free software program that's coming out probably by the time that you air this interview. That's it's a complete tracking program, so you can get in, you can really put in your body fat measurements, your current, you can set your own goals and really help track your progress and really get some key advice on how to accomplish those things. And that's actually, because I think it's so important, I'm making it free for everybody else that's out there. And that'll be available from the site actually for a limited time when it first comes out, because it's gonna take up so many people that are gonna be on it that it's gonna fill the database relatively quickly. But that's coming out soon. And then I have a fat loss program that's coming out based upon my military training and some of the principles that I've learned there. And then the last one that I have going on right now is a kind of a mega site for short natural bodybuilding tips, including interviews and some audio and things like that. And that's at naturalbodybuilding.com. So that one's coming up very, very quickly as well.
Sounds outstanding. Jeff, our time is gone, and do you have a final word for that young guy in the gym who's pumping iron like crazy, sweat coming off his brow, and he's getting nowhere fast, and he's reading the magazines? What is the first step that he should take?
The first step is really to realize that you need to nail down your training and your diet first and foremost. And it sounds so basic, but you can go into any gym and look around, and the form that people are using in their workouts is just, it's deplorable, and they're really not focusing on getting the basics right first. And part of that is just there's so much pressure in the gyms today to, especially for beginners, it's very, very intimidating. They see guys pushing a lot of weight up on the bench press and things like that, and there's this real kind of intimidation factor that you need to push extra weight also. And it's usually at the expense of form, and really, where you're going to really impress people is in the results that you get. When they see you growing and they realize that they're not growing because they're not training properly, that's where you start really getting some respect. So, for the guy that's really trying hard, I say go back, look at your form, hire a personal trainer to help you out with the form. Find the right resources to be able to nail down why your training isn't giving you the results or your diet isn't giving you the results. And then once you start seeing some progress there, then you can start experimenting with some of the other supplements besides, your typical proteins and multivitamins and multiminerals that should be standard anyway.
Jeff Anderson has been my guest in this edition of SNU. He is a champion of the average Joe, an industry watchdog for supplements, and a man who is dedicated as a researcher and tester and who lives the life and understands the needs of both men and women who are wanting to lose fat and gain muscle or experience greater health. Jeff, we thank you very much for your contribution.
Thanks, Corey. I appreciate the time. Thanks.
We hope you've enjoyed the topics discussed and our special guest interview on this edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU is produced monthly and is distributed internationally by the Corey Hawley Institute. To learn how you can subscribe to this unique and motivational audio program, please visit CoreyHawley.com or call us toll-free in the U.S. and Canada at 1-866-433-1595. That's 1-866-433-1595. This is Scott Barrett, wishing you the very best of health and fitness for life.
Representing lifestyle, new way of life. Listen, it's SNU, sing along, it's true. Yo, coming through straight, Malik with Sports Nutrition Update. Prolong your life, live long, stay strong, for it won't be long till your time is gone. So I sing this song to pass on wisdom. Hit us up at CoreyHawley.com. Love your life, live right, things will be alright. Knowledge is key, just follow our lead. You'll see a change in heart and health, which leads to wealth and higher self-esteem. Follow your dreams and see. Follow your dreams and see.